This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
If you love a bit of reality TV, well, Below Deck has been around for absolutely ages. There's so many strands of the series, but one that's on right now, you can catch up on Hey You or wherever you like to watch your reality TV. And there's a fantastic guy hailing from Donegal who's on the super yacht at the minute. Captain Sandy is looking after things, and himself and his friends, well, they are looking after some serious celebrities and all of the hectic demands that they put on. I caught up with Nathan Gallagher, who is, of course, from Donegal, to have a chat what it's like working on a super yacht. Take a listen. It is really, really great to be joined by Nathan Gallagher from, of course, Below Deck. Thank you so much for joining me. It's great to catch up with you.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It's
now, of course, yeah, absolutely. Now, we are currently watching the series of Below Deck that you're on. And I have to say, the Irish charm is going, it's going a long way on the series. I'm eager to find out what other little bit of mischief you're going to get into. But how did you manage to get onto the show in the first place?
To be honest with you, the opportunity just kind of arised. It came out of nowhere, really. Yeah. And I just grabbed it with two hands and ran with it.
Absolutely.
So why not?
Yeah, you're dead right. Of course, now, like, a lot of people will understand the lovely dulcet tones of your accent. Has it been a shock for people at home to see you on the TV and such a massive television show as well?
Yeah, it has, because I kept it all under wraps for so long. So I kind of, when it came out that I was on the show, kind of took everyone by surprise, and hearing a familiar voice from back home, especially a Donegal accent.
Yeah.
You kind of have to double look at the TV and say, what the? So yeah, no, it's weird for my friends now, but they're loving it.
Ah, brilliant. Well, I'm sure, you know, like, we're a small island, so I'm sure lots and lots of people are flying the flag for you. I remember watching it and I was like, oh my gosh, that guy's from Donegal. We have to track him down and have a chat to him and see how he's getting on. What has been your favourite destination so far that you've been to throughout the series?
Throughout the series, we went to so many amazing wee coves and islands that it's hard to pinpoint one. But one thing I can say was my favourite part of filming was probably heading back to Athens, because that's when we got our tip money and we got to party. So for me, that was the highlight of it all.
Yeah, definitely. I'd imagine the tip money is, like, it's massive, because we're watching and the amount of jobs you have to do, the type of people that you have to make happy. And then at the end of it, obviously, you know, you get to find out how much tips you've gotten and, you know, how much you can kind of party once you get a bit of downtime. Has there been any celebrities on board that have been really interesting characters?
I mean, every character that comes on one of them yachts has something to offer. They're always entertaining, or, you know, they ask for mad things. But every guest that you have on a charter yacht has definitely a story to tell, or they have some kind of mad characteristic traits. It's crazy.
Yeah. If you could, you know, come back for another season, and if, you know, you were doing your lineup and inviting the guests onto the yacht, is there any celebrity that you'd absolutely love to see coming onto the yacht?
Oh, that's a good question. I reckon I would take Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to party with him, to be honest.
At least then, you know, once you're finished the charter as well, he might say, oh, come on, lads, do you want to come and have a party with us?
He'll be thinking he'd show me and Joe a good time. Me and Joe would show him a good time. That's where that would go down.
Exactly. You two, you're in New York at the moment, and I'd say New York is definitely going to have to watch out, that's for sure.
We're sat here together.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hiya.
Good to meet you. Now, of course, you know, you've had some crazy guest requests as well. What's the craziest request that even yourself and Joe have had to put up with while you're on the yacht?
When we're on the yacht and the guests ask for a set request, I don't feel as professional to talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
But there has been some crazy requests. I think personally, on a personal note, the craziest request that I had to deal with was probably requesting a catamaran to come pick us up while we're lost at sea and drop us back to our own yacht.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh, yeah. Like I can imagine you kind of have to think really quick on your feet as well, because you have to stick with the professionalism, especially if you've got Captain Sandy. You don't want to, you know, disappoint her or anything like that. I'd say she seems like a really nurturing boss to have. You know, is she nice to work with on the yacht?
She's a beautiful person to work with. She's just amazing. There's a lot of conversations that you don't see as well, and Captain Sandy will talk about life. She's just like a normal person who likes to have a laugh, likes to tell a story. So every minute that we spent in the bridge with Captain Sandy was amazing. Yeah. We always had a chat, and we always had the story to tell each other. It was a lot of fun.
Ah, brilliant. Well, I don't know whether I should really ask you this question, just in case, you know, the watershed, but how do you guys like to unwind and relax when you're off the clock? Is it a good party?
How we like to relax? I don't think we can relax. I think we're on the go all the time. We're either working flat out. You work hard, play hard, don't you?
Absolutely.
So when you're in yachting, you need to have that mentality, or else it's just not for you.
I think you're going to have to, you know, try and find a yacht that's going to dock somewhere in Donegal and bring them to Donegal for a good bit of crack. Is there anywhere that you'd love to bring some of your, you know, some of your co-workers on a night out in Donegal? Where would you recommend?
Oh, I would recommend Bunkranen, you know.
Yeah.
Bunkranen is a good night out. We went there, me and my friend Danny, we went there a couple of weeks back, and it was just amazing.
So you'll have to gather up all the crew and bring them to Bunkranen.
Yeah, we'll gather the crew, we'll hit the Bunkranen.
Brilliant. Last but not least, Nathan, if anybody was thinking about getting into yachting, is there any advice that you'd give them watching you on the show, and they think, you know what, that guy's an inspiration, I want to follow what he's doing?
Yeah, I would say just do your SDCWs, do the fundamental courses that you have to do. And just don't overthink it. Go do it and jump on the yacht. Go to the recruiting agencies and try your best to get your foot in the door, because the lifestyle that yachties live is one in a million, and you have to do it when you're young. So I would say just take the risk and go do them.
Sounds great. Nathan, thank you so much for having a chat. It's been such a pleasure to have you on iRadio. We love watching you on TV, and we wish you all the best in the next season, and we hope to see more of you on TV.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Louise. It was a pleasure talking to you.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.